Welcome to the Piper Podcast with Finn and Lil. I'm your co-host, Mr. Lyles.
And I'm your co-host, Mrs. Fennick.
Ms. Fennick, how are you today after a rather wet and rainy Thursday? Are you dried off today and ready to do a podcast today?
Yes, all dried off, ready for this Friday the 13th here, and I'm excited for our podcast today. We have a special guest, which I'm looking forward to getting to know better.
We absolutely do. And without further ado, we will introduce that special guest, who is someone who everyone in the Parkside community, and I would even say the greater Morrisville, Cary, Wake County community knows. It is our fabulous, outstanding music teacher, Miss Demery. Good morning, Miss Demery. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am doing well. How about you guys?
We are doing great, and we are so excited to have you here, Miss Demery. Thank you so much for joining us. And are you having a good week?
It's been a fantastic week. Every week at Parkside is fantastic.
Well, that actually leads me to my first question. I think it's awesome that as the music teacher here, you get to work with every student. So that's amazing. What is something for you that makes Parkside so fantastic and special as far as from, you know, being able to work here and working with all the students?
Well, you said it. I get to see every single one of those smiling faces at some point to teach them music and the language of music. I think the first thing about our environment at Parkside is that it's a beautiful building. It's open and bright. The environment is made for learning. I feel so blessed to have a wonderful space to work in. The other thing about Parkside is that I feel so cared for, and there's a great administration, the teachers, the staff, and of course, amazing support from families. And I think my number one thing about teaching at Parkside is my love of those students. They are so sweet, smart, and curious. I am amazed at some of the questions they come up with and some of the things that they create along the way.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. And I think that answer really embodies so much of what is so amazing at Parkside. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, so Ms. Demery, so take us back in time a little bit to you have decided to come be the music teacher at Parkside Elementary School, be a sandpiper, this brand new school, this new community coming together from all different schools. What were some of the most important things in your kind of initial planning for your music program that you wanted to make sure was like a staple and a foundational piece of the music program here at Parkside Elementary School?
That's a great question. There were so many things that I wanted to do, and I was happy to have the resources to do it. I taught at several different schools in Wake County, and one of the things that I love doing is for the upper grades, I love teaching instruments. So I was fortunate enough to have 8 guitars of my own, plus 5 ukuleles, and then again, the resources that Ms. Caswell offered to me enabled me to build out my guitar and ukulele program for 5th grade. In 4th grade, we were able to do recorders. And when I was hired, I was told to make a wish list and to dream big. And I dreamed gigantic big. So I asked for drums, I asked for all the percussion instruments, and my wishes and dreams came true because I was able to allow our school to get the full world drumming set, and we utilized those in all of the grade levels in the classroom. So again, those are some of the, right in the beginning, I was just amazed at all that I could do with the students, all that I could offer them and their creative talents. And that really continues in our virtual world. There are some great online things that we're using now. Wake County just signed up for Quaver Music, and they're interactive. I enjoy seeing the kids face to face. And of course, right now that's not possible. So I have learned to be nimble and brilliant, as we say in Wake County. and transforming those programs into something that the kids really benefit from in the virtual world as well as face-to-face.
Well, and you know, I think that perfectly encapsulates just the awesomeness that you are, Ms. Demery. And I can say that as your coworker and colleague, but also as a parent of a student here at Parkside who thoroughly has enjoyed every single offering, music class, chorus, whatever the case may be, since day one in here. So thank you very much for that answer, Ms. Demery.
Well, I appreciate that. And your daughter is a beautiful young lady, and I miss her tremendously. I can't wait to see her when I see her face to face. The chorus was, again, one of those other things that just, it blew my mind, the engagement and the parents that were willing to help. And I had at one point 70 students singing sweetly in that chorus room, in the music room. And again, I look forward to doing that sometime very soon, once it's safe.
Absolutely. All right, yeah. Ms. Demery, we did the serious school fun questions. Now are you ready for the fun questions? Are you ready?
The fun. I'm ready for fun all the time. And as my students know, I'm there for the fun. So bring it on.
You're up first. Go ahead, Ms. Fleming.
Okay. So my first fun question is, I want to know what inspired you maybe when you were growing up, or whether it be like a musical, a band, a singer, but something that inspired you. I have had the pleasure of hearing your beautiful voice, which is just amazing. So I kind of want to know though, like what sort of led you to this?
So again, when I was very young, at 7 years old, my parents, I showed an interest in piano. So I started taking piano lessons when I was seven. My dad, although he wasn't a musician, but he played piano by ear. He taught himself how to read music. He was a police detective in his career, and my mom was a teacher, so that was very inspirational in some of the decisions I made. But he would play the piano, and I just had a love of the piano. And as I continued through school, I was involved in public school programs like band and chorus in middle school and high school. And I want to emphasize that music and arts in education, it's so important. It shapes and molds our students in ways that, I mean, we're doing research to see how that affects the brain and their executive function. But I mean, just the whole idea that was available to me made a difference for me. And I think one of the biggest things in high school was that I had a choral music director, Mrs. Parker, who was influential in having me go forward and learning to conduct and take theory and be prepared for my experience in college. I went to Northwestern University as a music major, and to get me prepared to be a music educator. So a lot of what kids go through in their younger years, whether they decide to be a teacher or whether they decide to go into music, the arts and creative talent and access to that really shapes and molds our students in ways that we kind of know it works. And then we find out when you go to a conference full of doctors and they ask the question, how many of you took a musical instrument when you were a child or in high school or in college? And you look at the room and like 70 or 80% of doctors who you think are, okay, are they creative? Yeah, they learned to be creative. And they learned a lot about being a doctor because they learned everything they needed to know in band. So those are some of the things that really shaped and molded my decisions. And I'm really grateful for my parents for opening that door and creating access, and for my teachers as well.
Well, I have no doubt, Ms. Demery, that you are that inspirational person for so many Sandpipers. And, you know, it's going to be awesome to see where this leads them, and that you just have such a great positive impact on all of them. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. That's really encouraging. Thank you for the encouragement. I want to keep this thing going.
All right, Ms. Demery, last question. You ready?
This is
toughest one. You ready?
Okay.
So I envision in the Demery household that secretly there is like a gourmet kitchen type setup. because your social media postings sometimes you're talking about, like, makes my mouth water and makes me really hungry if I've just had a meal. So here's my question.
Yes.
Of the things that have been cooked in the Demery household in the past, let's say, month, what was your favorite meal that has been made?
Oh my goodness. And you know what? I have to give Mr. Demery props because he is the house chef. He really encourages me to cook as well. But oh my gosh, there's been so many good things.
Got to pick one.
Okay, I got to pick one.
You got to pick one.
Believe it or not, you know, I love meat as much as anybody loves steak and hamburgers and chicken and stuff. But my husband made a three bean salad that was out of this world. So I really enjoyed that. And okay, if I only have to pick one, that would be it. But then of course this chicken and rice is amazing.
She picked two.
I'm sorry, I had to. I hope your mouth is watering now because I have been spoiled beyond spoiled because I have such a great chef in my house, and that's Mr. Demery.
Yeah, who is a frequent supporter and helper with our music program as well too. So if you know,
yes,
you likely know Mr. Demery at any one of our choral presentations or school presentations or things like that. But you know what? After that last posting, I think I saw it was like sausage and red and green peppers. I just had to ask the cooking question.
So, oh, the zucchini! Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That one was good to see. Now, you mentioned the third one, not me.
That's right. So,
wow, yeah. You guys are both rule breakers today.
We are.
Uh-oh. I want to just get one thing in about Mr. Demery. He does support our Parkside family in amazing ways. He's a terrific professional musician as well. And when I do guitar and ukulele unit, he comes in and volunteers his time to come in and help me and help kids get their fingers in the right spots and demonstrate and play. And so again, I love that our Parkside community is so open to those kinds of things. And it's just an amazing experience for me. I really feel cared for, and I'm so glad that I was chosen to be there.
Absolutely. And we're so glad you're part of the Parkside family for everything you bring us, Ms. Demery. So really, thank you from myself and Ms. Fennec, from us as your colleagues, but as your coworkers and your friends and supporters of your music program as well.
I appreciate that. I love you guys.
Thank you. We love you too.
Love you. Thanks. Too. All right. So our loyal listeners out there, thank you so much for tuning in to this version of the Piper Podcast with Finn and Lil. That's Finn.
And that's Lil.
Please remember to listen to the Piper Podcast at any of your favorite listening locations. And we will listen out for you guys next week. Thank y'all very much. Have a great rest of your week.